Russia's bombarding Ukraine, a 33rd day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's been hitting western areas the past few days, hitting fuel depots in Lviv and Lutsk as peace talks resume this week. But Ukraine's president insists he will not surrender the Donbass region to Russia.
Or the land bridge to the Crimean Peninsula. Russian says that now in phase two of this war, that is what they want. Now, control of the land bridge means control of Mariupol. That is where the civilian death toll is so severe that people are being buried in their yards as that city is subject to siege warfare. Buses have stopped driving in to evacuate people from Mariupol because they've been shot at and the drivers arrested.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. President Biden will be sending Congress today his next fiscal year budget plan and speak about it later. Included in it, a new wealth tax for a select few Americans.
Democrats are saying it's the rich who are not paying enough. Senator Sanders tweeting yesterday this: when we talk about oligarchy in America, we are talking about 700 billionaires who become nearly $2 trillion richer during the pandemic and pay a lower rate than a nurse.
Fox's Hillary Vaughn. The Senate's Republican leader has been critical of that billionaire's tax plan in the past, calling it harebrained with negative consequences for the economy. Teachers in Minneapolis have voted to approve a new contract to end a nearly three-week-long strike, so kids will be back to school tomorrow. A slap is all the talk the morning after the Oscars.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the out of me.
He hit Chris Rock right in the face for a joke about Will Smith's wife Jada's shaved head. She suffers from a hair loss condition, alopecia. Later, Smith was back on stage on ABC, tearfully accepting a Best Actor award for King Richard.
I want to apologize to the Academy. I want to apologize to all my fellow nominees.
All that upstaged. Best Picture, Coda. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed to start the week. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Hey, Dave. Well, the Dow is the weakest. It's down triple digits, off by 109 points right now. But the S&P 500 is kind of flat. It's up 1 point. And NASDAQ has gained 70. Surging, that was Tesla, the electric vehicle maker, looking to split its stock so it can pay a stock dividend. Incidentally, CEO Elon Musk tweeted that he's tested positive for COVID for the second time this pandemic, but is feeling relatively well. Apple is reportedly scaling back production of its new budget iPhones in China less than 3 weeks after launching the product. And energy shares lower as the price of oil continues to drop on worries of decreased demand from China, which is, of course, locking down Shanghai to control COVID. And incidentally, Exxon considering taking its gas to Bitcoin pilot global. Dave?
You mentioned oil. It's down $9, back to about 104 bucks a barrel. Gas is down to 6 cents from its record high 2 weeks ago.
We cannot expect this momentary drop of 6 pennies to continue into the future or be sustained. There's many more reasons for continued price instability, along with extreme global supply tightness.
Analyst Triple A Lundberg surveys stations nationwide, has regular at $4.37 a gallon, but AAA's average is less at $4.24. St. Peter's is out in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The first 15 seed to reach the Elite Eight finally knocked out.
North Carolina is heading back to the Final Four, setting up a dream matchup with Duke.
The final call on CBS after North Carolina beat St. Peter's 69-49. Kansas also advanced to the Final Four, beating Miami 76-50. The national championship will be a week from tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.